Have you ever taken a self-defense class? Maybe you've done one at work with a colleague, maybe with a friend or with a partner. And did it make you feel safer? And maybe it's something as simple as being able to go for a walk. Well, Alex Sampson has thought about this and she's founded the Brunswick Soulmates. And it's a walking group for women. I wonder whether some men have started up something on their own as well. But it's just trying to find ways so that we feel safe walking to work, walking home, or just walking for exercise. Alex, welcome to Afternoons.
Thank you for having me.
I guess to begin with, a little part of us does feel slightly disappointed that we have to even have this conversation, that we need to put into position great ideas like what you've started. But it is a reality, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is, and it's disappointing, but it's reality. So what can we do together to support one another?
So walking in the dark, men or women, we can just feel a little uneasy. We can feel a little unsafe, and that could be in the heart of the city. It could be in our suburbs as we walk to our car from the train station or walk to the shops because we've run out of milk, whatever it may be. What made you find a way to feel safe walking?
Yeah, it's a really good question. I had a particular experience similar to what you've spoken about, where I was walking before work one day and I wanted to get a bit of exercise. It's winter. I struggled to get out of bed to go to the gym. So I thought, you know, I'll just go for a 30-minute walk around my suburb. And there's quite a few parks near my house. So I thought, oh, I really want to go walk through the parks, but they're not very well lit. And I was actually too scared to do that. It was dark. It was 6 a.m. So I stuck to the streets and the glaring street lights, and it just wasn't a nice experience. I couldn't wear my headphones. I was constantly looking over my shoulder and I thought, this is not pleasant. I'm not enjoying it. And I reached out to my community, Brunswick Good Karma Network, specifically on Facebook. And I said, does anyone else feel the same way? Can we work together and go walking with one another? And the response I got was amazing.
Part of me, I'm one of those people that when I exercise with a friend or a colleague, I don't like to chat, you know. People say, want to come for a jog? I'm like, oh, no, I'm not really a chatter, partially because I can't talk and run at the same time.
Exactly.
But if you're doing this for exercise sake, would people be thinking, oh, God, though, I'm going to have to start up chitty chat, you know, small talk with a stranger?
Yeah, I hear you. And that certainly is something that I wanted to address. And I wanted to call out that even though you may not want to chat, we still encourage you to come out for a walk and pop your headphones on, say hello, and just walk alongside each other so that even though you're not wanting to socialise, you're still able to walk safely around your suburb. And we've put the call out to anyone of any ability or any social level that they want to engage on, and any gender, any sexual orientation, any cultural background. So everyone's welcome on the walks. It's just about making sure that each other feel supported and safe to rightfully walk around your suburb in the dark.
There's something quite powerful about it, isn't it? And I know when the hashtag I'll walk with you started and people would reach out to other people in their community that felt like they might be unfairly targeted because of their religion. I can't even remember what the incident was now. Unfortunately, there's been so many. But there was something about, I'll walk with you.
Yeah.
It's quite powerful, but quite simple.
Yeah, and that's what it is. I've even noticed that the walks we have been on have been primarily female-identifying people, but there's been men to stand up and say, hey, I'll come for a walk with anyone.
Good.
I'm a big, burly man, but I want to stand with you while you walk around the park. That's totally fine with me. And how can I help?
And it's not just women, it has to be said. Alex Sampson is with you. She's founded the Brunswick Soulmates, or a walking group for women. But when we talk about feeling unsafe, either late at night or simply when it's dark, men, young men, middle-aged men, older men feel just as uncomfortable and just as unsafe and can be targeted just as much as women.
Definitely.
So this is certainly not a gender issue, is it?
No, I think that it's important. It was really important for me to call out that everyone is welcome, no matter who you are. If you're feeling unsafe and you have this community spirit to tap into, then use that and reach out to each other and feel comfortable in doing so. We're all in this together. We're all experiencing the same reality. So what can we do to help one another? That was a really big piece for me.
Outside of getting some exercise, maybe of an evening or of a morning with someone in your local area, can people kind of hook up because they walk to or from work at a similar time and it's dark? Can this be used as a way to commute?
Oh, certainly. There's no limitation on how we can connect with each other. I created the Facebook group really as an opportunity for us to make those connections. And I've made some friends out of this, and now we're able to catch up. We're going to organise a group picnic. We're all going to catch up outside of the walk. So it's also a good opportunity to make connections with people in your own community.
Lee, we've been talking about self-defence and how it just maybe makes us feel a little safer. Whether or not it actually makes us safer is a whole other huge area to be debated and discussed. But is self-defence something that maybe your group has thought about doing or something that you've done personally?
So for me, I have done some self-defence classes. I think that if each individual person feels that that's going to make them feel safer, it's certainly something I would encourage them to look into. I'm not an expert by any means. I think that, yeah, I felt more comfortable doing the class when I was with a friend. Really, we were able to, practice on each other, and it wasn't as uncomfortable as maybe practicing with a stranger or someone else from the class. So that was really helpful for me. I'd encourage people to consider it if they're feeling like that might help them feel safer when walking outside.
So, Alex, if people maybe would like to either join your Soulmates walking group or in their area, if you live in Ringwood or you live in Warrandyte and you think this is a great idea and my community would need it, how can people go about it?
We have a Facebook group, Brunswick Soulmates, S-O-L-E, it's a bit of a pun there, and we also have a few people that are going to be starting their own community soulmates group. So Fitzroy Soulmates will be running shortly, as well as Abbotsford Soulmates. So my friend Kate Marway will be running the Fitzroy one, and Amelia Phillips will start the Abbotsford one, which is really exciting. I'm really keen for people to adopt any part of the framework that they want to. It's really just a description and reaching out to your own community through other Facebook groups that is how it was built.
Good on you. Well, well done. I mean, not only making people feel safe, men, women, but also you're making some friends along the way as well, and hopefully making our community a nicer place.